Hi, and welcome to A Good Word Podcast. I'm Brad Bonholm, and I'm so glad that you've joined me today for this short teaching from the Word of God. We release 3 episodes every week on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. If you don't want to miss a single one, hit the subscribe button right now. Stay tuned for today's episode. Good morning, and welcome to our series on Psalm 23. As we've done in each of these podcasts, there are a series of statements that I love to make at the beginning of each of the thoughts around Psalm 23. If you could permit me, I'd love to state these over you again today. We've said that there is probably no passage of Scripture with which people are more familiar with than the 23rd Psalm. Every statement in the Psalm is loaded with meaning, significance, relevance, and importance. Psalm 23 is a psalm of confidence in the Lord's care. Psalm 23 expresses a deep trust in the goodness of God in this life and in the life to come. Every single need that you have is covered in Psalm 23. That is your physical, spiritual, emotional, directional, relational, and eternal need. During my study of Psalm 23, one commentator said, "I believe that the 23rd Psalm ought to be one of the 7 wonders of the world." At first, I thought it was a very bold statement to make. However, over years of meditation, prayer, study, contemplation, and reflection, I too can resolutely say, I believe that the 23rd Psalm ought to be one of the 7 wonders of the world. Join with me in today's podcast as we read Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. In yesterday's podcast, we looked at Psalm 23, verse 3, and the first part of that verse says, He restores my soul. In today's podcast, we are going to look at the second part of that verse, which says, He leads me in the paths of righteousness. Again, the verse, Psalm 23, verse 3, He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness. Now, before we go into that second part of the verse, I just want to refresh your memory just for a moment on the first part of the verse, which says, He restores my soul. In yesterday's podcast, we said that the Lord Himself has promised to refresh, rebuild, raise up, repair, and restore. We also said that He has the power to rejuvenate our minds, our emotions, and our bodies. And we also said that the psalm is very personal. There is no we or us or they, but only my and me and I and he and you. Again, the verse, He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Now let's have a look at that second part of the verse. He leads me in the paths of righteousness. Now the scripture is clear and it is intentional. Now what do I mean by that? Now I want you to write this down just for a moment, and if you can, I actually want you to write it in capitals. It's very important that we get this first up as we study this part of Psalm 23, verse 3. Write this down. It says, He leads. Now, I want you to notice, It does not say, I lead. It does not say, that person leads. The scripture is very clear who is leading. The shepherd is leading. He leads. However, there is a condition, and that is that you have surrendered to, watch this, his divine leadership. David is saying, I have surrendered. He leads me. Now, stay with me on this just for a moment and write this down in our study today. You'll notice that the word lead is used on two occasions. Firstly, in verse 2 and now in verse 3. For the sake of our study today, I want you to recognize the leadership of the Good Shepherd. Now, in the first instance where the word lead is used, we studied that in last week's podcast. It says in verse 2, he leads me beside the still waters. And in today's Bible study, it says he leads me, verse 3, in the paths of righteousness. So we see that the word leadership or leads is used in both verse 2 and in verse 3. Now, in our English translations, of course, it is the word leads, but in the Hebrew, in the original writing of the scriptures, the Hebrew words that are used there are two different words. Now, let me explain to you what the Hebrew word means firstly in verse 2 so that you can have an understanding, a proper understanding of what it means in verse 3. In verse 2, the Hebrew word simply means, as it suggests, to lead. However, there are additional thoughts and interpretations of what this Hebrew word means. It means to give rest, to lead with care. Guide, watch this, to a watering place or station, to lead to rest, to bring to a station or place of rest, to guide, to refresh. Now, watch the verse again with that understanding. Verse 2, he leads me beside the still waters. So there is a care. There is a sensitivity when the shepherd leads us beside the still waters. With that in mind, let's look at the definition of the scripture when it says, he leads me in the paths of righteousness. The Hebrew word there that's used there for the word leads in verse 3 is different. That word in Hebrew simply means this, to bring. It means to, watch this, govern. And it means to guide. So you can see in verse 2, there's a tenderness attached to his leadership. But in verse 3, there's a governance. There is a bringing, that is, a starting point and a destination, an intended destination that the shepherd has in mind. So we are not talking in this instance when it says, he leads me in the paths of righteousness, we are not talking about a sensitivity that the shepherd has in verse 2. We are talking about strength of leadership. And David is saying that I have learned to surrender to the strength, and watch this, the governance of his leadership. So David is saying that he has led me with strength. I am under his covering and his lordship. David says he's leading me in paths of righteousness. In other words, we can say that he is leading us in the paths that are right. We've all been at circumstances or places in our lives where we need to make a decision, a juncture point. In other words, which way do I go? David's saying, I've come under his governance. He's bringing me and taking me to the place that I need to go. That is, he will not lead me in a path that is destructive to my discipleship. If you are going down a path that is destructive to your discipleship, I would ask you, are you under the governance and the leadership of the Good Shepherd? He leads us also in paths that are, watch this, compatible with my gift mix. He will not lead me down a path that is incompatible with his calling upon my life. Let me read to you a couple of beautiful verses about the shepherd's leadership and governance in our lives. Psalm 32, verse 8. I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will guide you with my eye. Psalm 107, verse 7. And he led them forth by the right way, that they might go to a city for a dwelling place. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 17. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. Of course, that's talking about wisdom. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 7, the first part of the verse says, do not be wise in your own eyes. Now, when we don't come under the leadership and the governance of the Good Shepherd, we are making a statement that is opposite to what Proverbs chapter 3, verse 7 says, do not be wise in your own eyes. We have chosen to choose the path according to our own wisdom. This verse is a protest against self-sufficiency and self-reliance. It says, in effect, trust in the Lord and do not trust in yourself. Wisdom is to trust in God. And God denounces this spirit. We see that in Isaiah chapter 5, verse 21. It says, woe unto them that are wise in their own eyes and prudent in their own sight. Because such a spirit leads to self-dependence and is inconsistent with his leadership in our lives. The great hindrance to all true wisdom is the thought that we have already attained it. Let me say that again. The great hindrance to all true wisdom is the thought that we have already attained it. David said, I'm dependent upon his governance. I'm dependent, completely dependent upon his leadership. He leads me in the paths that are right for me. What a beautiful understanding of that verse. He leads me. Can I just get you just for a moment right where you are? You may not be able to say this aloud, but even if it's in your heart or under your breath, could you make that statement to the Lord right now? He leads me. He leads me. Now, I want you to notice something. I want you to mark a word in this scripture, which will again help us unpack our understanding of this portion of Psalm 23, verse 3. I want you to mark the word me. He leads me. Now, I want you to notice that this is not only general guidance for the whole flock, but it is a leading, watch this, for each individual member. So the question is, will God really concern himself about me? The experience uttered in this verse answers that question, and the answer is yes. There is nothing that comes out more clearly in Scripture than the individual care granted to all who trust in God, exactly adapted to the various conditions and circumstances of each. The Scripture says the very hairs of your head are numbered. That is the supreme wonder, the infinitely gracious God that takes charge of me. We are neither of us are overlooked in a large crowd. He knows me. Now, Jesus makes a statement about this in John chapter 10, verse 14. And I just want to bless you with this verse today as you come under the Good Shepherd's leadership. John chapter 10, verse 14, Jesus says, "I am the Good Shepherd. I know my sheep," or I should say, I know my own sheep, "and they know me." The word "know" means much more than intellectual awareness. It speaks of an intimate relationship between God and his people. This is not just referring, now let me say this again, where it's not just referring to the shepherd's leadership in our lives because he knows our name. It is more than that. Watch this. This is very, very important. When you come under the governance of the Good Shepherd, it is more than that. I want you to write this down in our study today. He also knows our natures. That's very, very important in the shepherd's leadership in our lives. What do I mean by that? While all sheep are alike in their essential nature, watch this, each sheep has its own distinctive characteristics, and the loving shepherd recognizes these traits. One sheep may be afraid of high places, another of dark shadows. A faithful shepherd will consider these special needs as he tends the flock. He knows your need, and he knows where to lead you through the paths or into the paths of righteousness, the paths that are right for you. Come under his leadership today. Surrender to the divine leadership of the Good Shepherd. As we've done in all of our other podcasts, in Psalm 23, can I bless you with this statement as we bring our podcast to a close? I can boldly say, I am under the expert management and compassionate, tender care of the Good Shepherd. God bless. Thank you so much for listening. If this teaching has helped you, please share it with someone who may need it today. If you have a minute, I would really appreciate if you could leave your personal review on this podcast on iTunes. Your review will help more people find the podcast, and it will encourage me so much too. If you have any other thoughts or you'd like to find out more about other resources, you can email us at info@hz.church.